Let's pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. I love these two scriptures in the book of Luke that were read this morning, and what I want to focus on today is the people behind the scenes in these two stories. The first one tells us about Jesus' instructions before the triumphal entry into Jerusalem at the beginning of Holy Week. Jesus gives the instructions to his disciples to go into the village, find the colt there, untie it, and bring it here. If anyone asks, "Why are you untying it?" tell him, "The Lord needs it." You know the rest. The disciples follow those instructions, and as they're untying the colt, the owners ask, "Why are you untying it?" And they reply, "The Lord needs it." In our American culture, this story never made a lot of sense to me. I couldn't understand how the owners could just let the colt go. What were they thinking? In our culture, we don't give our things up that easily, do we? The cultural background for this whole scene and for the owner's response is actually the angaria, where a dignitary or official could procure the use of property for personal reasons. This right extended to rabbis. So the request is actually not unusual. Picture it in our culture if the mayor or governor or senator or president or president of the seminary requested something, we wouldn't ask questions, we would provide it. These owners obviously knew who the Lord was that was for asking for the colt. Maybe they recognized the disciples. They were the people behind the scenes. When the request was made, they answered. And how about the next scripture that was read? The scene is Passover, the day of unleavened bread, the evening before Jesus is to be crucified. And this time, Jesus gives directions for Peter and John to go and make preparations for the Passover. They ask, "Where do you want us to prepare it?" And he says, "As you enter the city, a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him to the house that he enters and say to the owner of the house, 'The teacher asks, where is the guest room where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He'll show you a large upper room, all furnished, probably with reclining couches." They left and found things just as Jesus had told them, and they prepared the Passover. Once again, Jesus gives the directions, and they're very detailed directions. The disciples listen and then follow his commands. Think about this. There are thousands of extra people in Jerusalem at the time of the Passover, but everything falls into place just as Jesus said. Peter and John are faithful to what they've been told to do, and everything's ready, almost like it's been prearranged. Again, behind the scenes, those are who are to have the things ready when needed, in this case, the upper room, they listen and they move. No questions, just obedience. What does it take for you to move when you hear the call that God has something for you to do? I believe there are three things that are in place for that to happen. First, you have to be faithful. That faithfulness is day-to-day surrendering and following Jesus. It may be your daily devotions, your prayer time, your worship time, your Sabbath time. It may not be exciting all the time. Sometimes, as we say, it's just showing up, just like you may be doing each day when you come to work. In the NIV application commentary on the book of Luke by Daryl Bach, he says, "We proclaim him most effectively when we wed our knowledge of him to his direct involvement in our lives. This assumes, of course, that we live a life of faith attuned to seeing him and recognizing him." Be faithful. Second, you have to be aware. You may call it being mindful. Brennan Manning, author of the Ragamuffin Gospel and Abba's Child, says that one definition of salvation is an ongoing process of becoming increasingly conscious. You may call it being conscious. So in your faithfulness and in your awareness, you begin listening to the Holy Spirit and what He wants you to do. Have you been having a feeling that God is calling you to do something? Where you work, where you study, where you teach, what is it that you're aware of today? Finally, you must be ready to move. Expect something. When you're called to follow His plan, you move. We had a dear parishioner in one of the first churches that my husband served who called it I.O., instant obedience. You don't ask questions. You just move when you're called upon to be a part of God's mission. You listen. You have things prepared and ready so that you can be used. What is it that you need to get ready for Christ's mission and task in this world? Be ready. Move. So be faithful, aware, and ready to move like those behind-the-scenes disciples of Jesus in our scriptures today. I know many of you seated out here have stories of your instant obedience and being ready when God called you. A story I heard recently was of a family waiting and waiting and waiting to find out about the next step for their foster grandson. He had been a part of their family since he was 7 days old and was now 2 years old. The family was waiting to hear about the next step of moving from fostering towards adoption. Those of you who have ever been in this type of situation, you know how slowly things can move in family court. For months, the family court judge had not signed those papers to begin the process of moving from fostering towards adoption. The person telling me the story felt strongly one weekend to move because the Spirit was prompting that she was to pray immediately for that situation. She called, texted, and let everyone know in her family that they were to pray right away and pray without ceasing. She called her son and his wife who were raising the foster child and told them she felt strongly they were to pray for that situation now. Her son responded with, "Okay," that kind of a voice, but began intensely praying. Within 3 days of that prompting by the Holy Spirit, they heard back that the judge had signed the paperwork to move towards adoption. I don't know if you have seen Paul Thorne and the McCrary sisters at the Mission Temple Fireworks Revival, either on PBS this summer in a special or on YouTube. But they sing a song that says it all, and we'll watch a brief clip of that momentarily, and here are the words you will hear. You got to move. You got to move. When the Lord is ready, you got to move. You may be right, you may be wrong. You may be living on the streets, or you may be at home. When the Lord is ready, you got to move. Tell the gambler out on the street. Tell the policeman as he walks his beat. Tell when the Lord is ready, you got to move. Watch the clip and think about moving when the Lord calls you.
You may be right.
You got to move.
You may be wrong. You may be living in the streets.
You got to move.
Or you may be at home.
You got to move.
But when the Lord,
gets
ready, you got to move.
You got to move. You got to move.
Tell the gambler.
You got to move.
Out in the street.
You got to move.
Tell the policeman.
You got to move.
As he walks with thee.
You got to
tell
move.
Him when the Lord.
You got to move.
You got to move.
You got to move.
You got to move.